Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Editor Julia Scott produces radio documentaries and news features for the BBC World Service and nationally syndicated programs, writes for newspapers and magazines, including the New York Times. Her work has been featured in Best American Science Writing. She's used to working with the best, so now she's decided to flip that a little bit. She's edited the collection Dribble, Deliciously Bad Writing by Your Favorite Authors. It is a collection of wordy, overwrought, insipid writings by America's most beloved authors and artists, including the likes of Gillian Flynn, Mary Roach, Dave Eggers, Rick Moody, and Chuck Palahniuk. It is a great pleasure to welcome Julia Scott to the roundtable this morning to tell us about Dribble. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you aboard. Again, the book is Dribble, Deliciously Bad Writing by Your Favorite Authors. This is a project of Litquake. So tell us about that and how you became involved in this.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you so much for having me on the program, Joe. Litquake is a San Francisco-based nonprofit that does literacy and literature-based festivals, both in San Francisco and in several cities across the U.S. every year. And I work for, I work with a collective of writers, sort of a loose collective of writers called the San Francisco Writers Grotto. And every year, Litquake and the Writers Grotto have staged a wildly popular live event called Regretrature, When Good Writers Go Bad, where we read from our most shamefully crappy writing in front of an audience that's rolling in the aisles. And last year I did this, I thought to myself, you know, there's something here. I mean, it's not just funny. There's a kind of collective catharsis in the room. I mean, people are laughing, but there's also something about this that creates a kind of connection between audience and reader, that the likes of which I haven't really seen before. And I thought, well, maybe it would be neat if we were able to collect a bunch more of this crappy writing by well-known authors and present it to the public and see what happens.
I have to say, when I came to the book, I thought to myself, you know what? I'm a huge Gillian Flynn fan. I'm a huge Chuck Palahniuk fan, and will I be looking at this differently because it's labeled bad? It's labeled dribble. So will I look at it in a different way because that is what I am expecting, and I respect these writers, so even their bad stuff will be good. Well, I quickly learned that's not the case.
And actually, it may not surprise you to find out that as I was seeking entries from some of these authors, they had more than one bad item to share. So I had plenty to choose from. In fact, in many cases, in Jillian's case in particular, I had maybe four or five truly bad selections from which I had to choose the absolute worst. So there's no lack of material out there, let me assure you.
Well, no, and one of the things that, I mean, writers are notoriously self-critical, and I've interviewed a ton, and they'll come and they'll say, you know, this is worse, and I have that story that I wrote when I was coming out of college that'll always be in the drawer, and I'll never let it out, and it's horrible, and it's, but what surprised me in some of these cases, or many, some of it is just work that they can't get off the ground. It's work that may have been around a while, but maybe more contemporary. And just when they look at it, say, there's nothing I can do. This is just bad.
Well, not only that, but I mean, a lot of it was never intended for publication.
Sure.
I mean, nothing in here was ever published anywhere else. So, you know, we're talking about poetry that, you know, some authors may have written when they were 9, or short stories when they were 16, or, you know, actually there's one piece that was published in the San Francisco Examiner by Mary Roach. I think she was still a teenager, and it's a wonderful piece of proto-journalism called Guppy Love, in which she sings the praises of adopting guppies from the local SPCA, and the piece ends with, "Let's hear it for guppies." but other than that, it's stuff that was never intended for publication, and so I would say a combination of charm, blackmail and extortion in order to persuade some of these authors to give me their bad stuff, because you're right that they do tend to keep this stuff locked away in a drawer somewhere.
So for the authors that you got, I mean, and that's what is so impressive about this collection is it's a great group of good writers. So what was that process like of getting them to give up their bad writing?
You know, it's funny. Some authors just got it right away. You know, they just, like Boston area author Steve Almond, who's kind of a funny guy as it is.
Oh, he's hilarious. He was just on for his football
poem.
Book. Yeah.
Yeah. He gave me a terrible poem that he actually wrote not when he was 9, but when he was 35, and he seriously ought to have known better. and you know, they have other authors that you would never think as being necessarily kind of have that twinkle in their eye as far as, you know, I definitely want to be in a crappy humor book. But like Amy Tan was totally into it. And so she gave us a limerick that she wrote when she was in elementary school.
Right.
And other people, you know, kind of needed a bit more convincing. But I would say the biggest challenge to overcome was finding the stuff, because a lot of moms came to the rescue in this book. I mean, a lot of authors had to get their moms and dads to, you know, open up the trunk or go into the attic or you know, the locker room or whatever and pull out the stuff, and then they had to mail the stuff to the author, and then we had to root through it. And so it was a labor of love and a labor of shame.
Can we learn from this? I guess that was one of the things I was thinking when I was reading the book, because at these events, people are laughing and there's an understanding. But I would think for would-be or interested authors, people being that are interested in writing, a career in writing, can look at this and either find solace or a strange quasi-confidence that perhaps they shouldn't have.
That's a really good way of putting it, actually, because we're hoping that that, you know, people of all walks of life, whether they're aspiring writers or not, will take, you know, have a lot of fun with it and laugh a lot. But, you know, keep in mind that, you know, in this book contains 51 writers, you know, willing to impale themselves on their pencils in public for our amusement. And, you know, why on earth would they do that? They can't all be masochists. That would be statistically a significant number. So, I think the book gives both a voyeuristic thrill, and it's also oddly inspiring to read where these authors started off. You know, it's sort of inspiring to know that you know your hero authors once, you know, truly sucked ass, and that, you know, if as long as you keep going, there's a good chance that you'll end up the way they did.
And when you look at it, ultimately, and I think this is the point, ultimately, that yes, this is the bad work, but you also have to remember the really, really good stuff that they've written, especially the people that you're not familiar with.
Yeah. I think the book will both celebrate the work of established authors and bring people to the work of new authors that they may not have heard of, and that's kind of a fun thing, because you figure if they have, you know, that inherent, you know, sense of humor to have put their work into this book, you know, there may be a connection there that you might want to make off the page, so to speak.
Do you find yourself? Is this one of these things like the? The original TV Batman, where now everybody wants in?
You know, I would not say that people are bashing
clamoring,
down the doors.
No,
no. But actually, we had a launch event in New York this past Friday, and we thought, oh, maybe, you know, 10 people will show up, because Regretterature has never been performed in New York before, and we had readings from the book, but we also had local New York authors read from their crap that wasn't in the book. So it was a combination, and you know, brought in 45 people, you know, which is a lot for a little bookstore. So I think there is something appealing about the model itself, and it wasn't hard to persuade local authors to read. So we may be onto something.
Does it get? I guess my question is, how, when you're used to editing good writing, what is it like to edit bad writing? And collect
it's really hard, because you can't change anything. I mean, you can't
make it better.
You know, say, oh, if we, you know, if we were with the sentence, So, I mean, it's really more a question of and not so much subtraction as polishing, you know, to make it shine like the putrid gem that it is. There might be some wordiness surrounding the worst sections that are less bad. So you want to strip those away and just have it be essentially putrid in its authenticity. And then, of course, the authors in the book submit their own hilarious introductions to give context to the time in their life in which this hideous writing occurred. Actually, we also feature authentic photos submitted by the authors themselves, or in some cases their mothers, of the age they were in which the shameful writing happened. So that the editing was more a question of collating all of the stuff together and making it, you know, shine, so to speak. So that's probably the closest I can get to be able to answer the question.
Hey, you're in here.
Yeah.
You put yourself in here.
I figured if I didn't do it, how could I possibly justify asking other people to do it? You know, I mean, you have to jump off the cliff, and you know, hopefully you turn around mid-fall and you see whether there are people following you.
The name of the book is Drivel, Deliciously Bad Writing by Your Favorite Authors. The book is published by Penguin. It's a very funny humor book, but also about the craft of writing, and is very well done. Deliciously Bad Writing by Your Favorite Authors. Julia Scott, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program. Best of luck with the project.
Oh, likewise. My huge pleasure. Take care.
Thank you very much. Again, it's Drivel, Deliciously Bad Writing by Your Favorite Authors. It's published by Penguin. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.